hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Checking in on Bravo. A banner entertaining episode of Miami. As you guys know, I've been a little soft in Miami the last couple weeks, and I just found this episode pure comedy. I was laughing. The boat ride was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. Really enjoyed it.
Great episode.
Fantastic. I also have to say this. I saw the reunion looks for Miami. I almost prefer them to look as ridiculous and themey as they all did there than the other shit. Like, it's almost like give them a stupid theme and make them get dressed up. I almost like it more. I like the reunion looks. Maybe I'm the only one, but I thought it was, I like the picture.
They look ridiculous. Right. It's either wear stuff like that or wear fabletics,
or be
like
Jenna,
said.
Be Jenna and wear jeans. Like, it's,
yes,
I think it's,
I'm done with the old lady dresses.
Right.
I'm
but I like this time they look like they're going to the opera or performing in some kind of play.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous,
spooky,
but it looks
fun.
Cohesive and
yes,
dumb. And I'm into it.
Anything they do, they're my housewives. They're it. And anybody who turns off Housewives after you watch Beverly Hills, you should have your TV thrown out, because what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
They just say that the ratings are sky high for Bravo, for Beverly Hills, and then people turn the TV off for Miami.
Oh.
How does it make any sense?
Yeah, Miami are gems. I mean, if you think about just like they park at this creepy dollhouse, and then like somebody's like, you smell the air. It's, I don't remember who said this. You can smell the evil in the air. What does it smell like? Cat piss. And then they're like,
maybe. Yeah.
And the breakdown they're having on the boat, and Gertie trying to like cover Julian's face, which is like slapping her in the face, and they're crying. Gertie's puking. I mean, it's all,
poor Gertie.
It was, and Lisa looking, Lisa's like, where's my lip gloss? Is like getting
Lisa
off
is the
boat.
Biggest piece of shit. She makes Ramona look like a nice person.
She's
caring,
so
person. She's a terrible, she shouldn't be
reality.
A mother. I don't say that about a lot of people, but how can she be a mother the way that she is?
Well, what did we see earlier this season?
Right, you mean, you know, that pizza.
Yes. So like, we know what's happening.
Terrible. I'm team Lenny. I want to go to the wedding of him and his new bride. They get rid of Lisa. I hate Lisa Hochstein.
This season has been horrible for Lisa.
Hater.
Horrible. The tone deafness of the
Gertie's sick, has cancer, and she's puking, and Lisa's taking selfies.
I mean, it's the taking selfies. It's the conversation with Kiki where she just cannot understand somebody else's lived experience, which is also very similar to Erica. Like, they have the same self-involvement problem. They are 100% narcissists.
I think Erica's sick, but in a different way. I think Lisa's I don't even look at them in the same
boat. It's the self-centered nature of, like, again, I will never forget Erica talking herself into caring about other people. So you care.
I see Lisa more as like a Ramona type-esque.
Yeah, yeah, she is. But they're cut from the
same
cloth.
I see more of Erica as a scammer, because we can get into that. I see Erica more as a criminal, even if she wasn't, even if the money wasn't bought with those earrings wasn't bought with his money. Well, other stuff that he paid for would have gone, the money would have, you're paying for other stuff. So he has maybe some money left over for your dumb earrings. It's all intertwined. It's all weird to me, but
it's like the way that Erica feels she's owed an apology and like a party for being vindicated. It's that energy that reminds me of Lisa, where it's like Lisa thinks that everybody should be listening to her complain for 75 minutes every day about Lenny because she's going through it and that's all that matters, right? And like, she can't even listen to Kiki talk. She's just an asshole. And again, the fixation on it. You threw a juice box. It's like, put her ass on. Put her on Bad Girls Club and let her get her ass beat, and then have her go talk to
Kiki. She's such a spoiled. What did her started with her parents?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't stand her, and throwing the food off the boat. Anybody knows you shouldn't be doing that.
And then just what I actually love is Julia has horrible timing, but telling Lisa that everybody's over her shit at the party, I thought that was hilarious. And just being like, and no one is into it anymore and they don't like to hear you talk. And
Julia is just so weird. She kind of
weird.
She's a little aggressive with wanting to kiss everybody. It's a little odd when she walks in. She's like, I'm ready to kiss her. She is weird, like wanting. And do lesbians, they just don't care if people kiss each other? Are there lesbians and in gay relationships out there that are like straight people who care if people are kissing each other?
Right. I don't know.
Martina didn't seem to care.
No, I love when she's like, call Martina. What would she say? Did she have fun? And I imagine that's what Martina would say.
A couple weeks ago, Julia looked into Lisa's eyes on that balcony and smooched her like she was ready to go take her in and have sex with her.
Right.
It's odd.
It is.
I like Julia. She's so weird. She's got the weirdest blank stares at people. Yes. She's a wackadoo, but I do like her. And I feel bad for what she's gone through.
I love her not spelling Adriana's name right, not knowing how to spell it. Look how it's saved in my phone. It's spelled wrong.
Yeah. And well, I guess English isn't her first. Aww. She probably can barely write English unless you can read it. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say that, but if she grew up, I mean, it's like easier to learn years. To speak it than probably writing English. I can barely, it's like, I'm Googling, is it your, is this a double word? You know, it's very confusing. So if it wasn't my first language, I can't imagine.
Or DJ always says like English is the most confusing language. It's like,
it is.
Yeah, it's literally
and when you're teaching
language.
It to kids, like this doesn't make sense, but this and this and this, it doesn't even make it more clear how stupid it is.
Oh, it's so funny. Sterling's like at school, they were trying to have him write stuff out just like phonetically, like him sounding it out and writing the word. And I was like, what is this? He was like, scissors. And it was S-Z-I-R. And I was like, well, you know,
that's good.
That sounds like
scissors is the trickiest word ever.
Right. But it's shit like that. It's like, how are you supposed to tell somebody like, oh,
why
it's
is
a
S-C-I?
S-C.
I mean, what?
Right. Right. I know. It's all ridiculous.
Kiki should be allowed to hit Lisa. I love just, Kiki. Give her the full-time paycheck.
She's great. I love her just saying point blank, do you know my kid's name? And Lisa's just staring at her like, you have a kid? You know, it's just like, you're a fucking asshole.
That's good.
And when she walked out, she's like, maybe
where
what happened?
Where is the kid? Let's meet it. I mean, we've never even heard about it.
Right. She's like, what happened with you and Lenny is karma and walks out. I was like, woo! Okay.
Karma.
Love it.
It kind of is. I'm so over Lisa and Lenny.
I don't remember a pivot like this from like when this divorce shit dropped and we were just like, holy shit, Lenny's a piece of shit. Da, da, da. Now I'm just like, Lisa, enough of it. I do not want to hear it. I am over it. I am over you. I've never turned so quickly on somebody like this. It's just like, she's obnoxious. It's enough.
She's so entitled and throwing that food out into the water. And then she's like telling the guy, can I use the stick? And
I don't know.
Just
pandering.
Sit the fuck down.
I know. I thought that boat ride was one of the funniest. I mean, Housewives boat rides are always ridiculous.
I don't want to go
this
on
was, that was preposterous. Way too long. Way too many stops. So much chaos. I mean, just a mess. From the fight to the puking to the baby death to the blah, blah. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Really,
I feel bad for Gertie.
Me too.
It's pushing too much to be there.
Well, you know, Mexico City is like 7,000 feet elevation. Like I've heard from a lot of people who've gone there that it's like a struggle just like to adjust. And so she's, you know, they're drinking.
Right.
It's just not
it's
good
too
for
much.
Like for, yeah, for her, she needs to be in a spa, like relaxing.
She needs to be home and relaxing and just getting through this, which she did. And I can't judge, you know.
No. I mean, she's
it's
a trooper,
job.
Right? The way she showed up for Adriana's thing with like her cute little purple dress on, her hair, and she's fine. It's just like, what a rallier. But I feel like she just needs to go lay down and relax.
The way she doesn't bring her cancer up,
I know,
needs to be applauded a gazillion times over.
Yes.
Because it's all you would hear me talk about.
People who didn't even, they peripherally had cancer, Brooke shit, we never heard the end of. You know what I mean? Gertie's just silent warrior. It's crazy.
And Nicole?
Yeah.
Did the right thing. No one should have left Crystal. and go in the ambulance. No one's telling me, great. No producer, I'm going with Geneva. Geneva's not going to the hospital alone. I'm going to be there with her to make sure everything goes okay.
Yeah.
No one's, I don't care. I'll miss the, whatever.
I like Nicole how calm right Nicole thing. Was too, because it's like, you can tell when somebody's used to being in the medical field and when shit's like chaotic and she's just like, it's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. You know, that's the energy you need around you.
I love her.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
I do.
And honestly, I love Adriana. Adriana should be a full-time housewife as well. What? Her song's a banger. And I don't say that about housewife songs. It's a hit.
Miami. It's great.
It's a good song. And the way they're dancing around, it's not like they're forcing themselves to dance to trash. No. Like, they think this is good music. Emilio Estevan thinks it's good music. It's good fucking music.
I got chills watching Alexia dance with her blonde hair. And I love it.
I mean, her performance left a little to be desired, but the song's a hit.
Yeah, the performance was beat, but Alexia was actually nice. I just like to see the people who actually care about someone take care of Gertie. And then you see the people who are real garbage like Lisa. Yes. I can't get over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Kiki. I just feel bad for her.
Was really like, this is so chaotic, was when Gertie was throwing up in the trash can, the mariachis were playing, and they were crying, and Lisa's like, they're very talented, like, about the mariachis. It was just like, God, so delusional. It's just so funny. And then they're like, where she's puking, they're like, get her something, like, maybe she needs something, like a milkshake. It's like a milkshake.
I know. Don't bring me a milkshake.
No. Oh, and I loved it.
I do, it was fun. I love them on vacation. Housewives on vacation is where it's at.
Nothing better. Speaking of vacation, should we talk Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
I love an Ash throwing. This is the second time now we've seen this on Bravo. I'll never forget MJ and Reza throwing the ashes and it flying back.
And it's Sonya.
And Sonya. It's always good.
And they all fuck it up.
It's really good.
I think it's really disrespectful to treat people's ashes that way. If it's really their bodies, I think people just get a bag of dusty dirt bone sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they're really scooping it out and shipping it to people. And also, the way that they're kind of dropping it into the earth, her and whatever her friend's name was, they're kind of laughing and stuff. It's like, this is my dead body. Can we not please laugh? Put me in a casket or in a mausoleum, I think that would be nice. I don't know if that feels claustrophobic. I don't know. And I don't know where I want to go when I'm dead, but I don't want to be shot into an urn and then people laugh about me. I kind of like being put up in the house.
A pedestal.
You can take me places.
Right.
I do like that, but I don't want to be dumped into the ocean and then end up in people's mouths. And with this, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the wind is blowing a certain direction.
So gross. It's just like flying on people, a nightmare. Yeah,
they're like laughing over my dead body. You should be crying over the drippings of my dead body.
I didn't know Merce as a professional, nor a human, nor someone on this show. Why are three episodes we're talking about him
dedicated to Merce?
Like, what? I do not care. I do like seeing Sutton being like vulnerable and like emotional, and like I'm a Sutton fan. I really am. I like her. I think she's a great housewife.
She's an excellent housewife. Her dinner
really
with the
character.
Friends. Erica was hilarious at that dinner.
Oh my God. Hilarious. Thank you. Her, all the Yemen facts or whatever she was spouting off. She was so wasted.
First. It was
I love when somebody has a drunk alter ego where they like become like, she became like a savant. Like,
That's really fun. Let us forget that you're a terrible person, Erica.
That's what I'm saying. This is the thing though.
Let us forget. Joke around with Garcelle.
Right when you've forgotten, she reminds you violently, like in a beautiful ceremony, then shaming all of her friends for not believing her. Like, that's who Erica is. And she reminds you, like, in these key times, like she has been throughout the season, where you are like, ooh, Erica, great season. And then it's like, oh, there she is, you know? She can't help herself.
Person.
Yeah, definitely. I just,
and how does she
really
have money?
Has an issue.
Seems like she can barely pay her mortgage, but she's got traveling makeup and hair. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. And then she's talking shit every time. Like, I didn't want to do that. When she's getting her hair and makeup done, she's always like, ugh, that was horrible. I didn't want to do that. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, God. Just lame.
I like her joking around with Garcelle.
Yeah. I love Garcelle. I love Garcelle and Sutton. It's just good.
When they're doing this ceremony, dropping Merce, then all the girls have to come up and say some shit. Can we not? And then what, do you throw in those flowers with the strings and stuff into the ocean? Are they biodegradable or probably not? And you're just throwing trash into the ocean? I don't get it.
And I loved like how everybody was like all deep. And then what did Anne Marie? She was like, I just throwing away, you know, blah, blah. I was just like, why are we forcing throwing people into this ceremony? Just and then Erica, letting go of the hurt that many of you have contributed to.
She's sick.
She's so sick. Oh, mess.
And Anne Marie, she did good with Crystal's health emergency up until she's like, I just don't want her heart to stop. And she was the opposite of how Nicole was.
Right, right. The peacefulness. Yeah, there you go. A real doctor versus not. The other thing that's bothering me a little bit here is, so I've seen Kyle now in a couple like clips talking about how it's like it offended her that all of them were talking about her marriage throughout the season and like bringing things up as her friend when they really should have just left it alone. And it's like, what are you talking about? You're on this show and this was a storyline off the show that has managed, you know, like it's your life and it's everywhere. And how are you pretending like it's not happening? Like that bothers me.
And the flashback with Mo.
Yes.
Wait till Portia goes to the room and they try to.
Yeah.
The whole thing, they're so broken up and it's probably been even longer. They look like they absolutely hate each other.
They look like they're never in the same place. Yeah. It's the vibe is off. And just even that last scene of like the, you know, the scene with her and Dorit talking about it. It's like, this feels too little too late. Like to your point, I think they're already split up. And we're like backtracking to pretend like we're developing the story now. I don't know.
You know, Kyle is fun to look at. She looks great.
Yeah.
But she bothers me the way that they're going to do the Merce thing. And the shtick with, I just want to buy something and like sitting on the people's table, like she needs to buy jewelry.
Yeah.
That all bothers me. That whole I got a shop shtick gets obnoxious.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's just kind of annoying. I don't know, but
I guess
Sutton
I just
is
like
so real.
I want to exactly. I want to know what the fuck is going on. Is really what it comes down to.
Right,
I don't
we'll never
need
know.
Mystery. This is the point of this show, is to illuminate things that are happening in your personal life. That is why you're a housewife. So it's like we've watched your happy marriage for 20 years, and unfortunately now we get to see the demise, and that should be shown.
Dorit's exactly.
You know,
or like, don't even talk about it at all.
Exactly. And then leave the show.
Right.
If you don't want to show anything, don't be on the show. Sutton's out here crying about her esophagus, the divorce, yelling at her housemaid. That's what I want. I want to see the real crazy behavior.
It's so funny. There is a Dupixin or Dupixit commercial that plays on the Peacock app.
Okay.
Every Bravo show I watch, and it's about it's about a inflamed esophagus, and I wonder if it's because of her.
That's great.
If my phone has heard me say esophagus or type in esophagus.
Yeah, right.
Isn't
or they're
funny?
Just linking. They're like, "Hey, people are watching this. We're talking about esophagus.
If you're watching
perfect
this
market for us.
Who picks it? It's so funny to me every time I watch it. I'm like,
that's hilarious.
But.
Crystal,
was scary. It sounded like she really almost had a freaking heart attack or something.
Her blood pressure out of control. Yeah. Crystal's an odd one to me.
She is. She's very odd.
It's just, I think it's not a, I continue to think it's just not a fit. Even when she's trying, and she tries, and then it's there for a second, and then she fades back into the background, and like easily. She's like this episode. what happened? Did she say a word?
And it's like, Crystal, don't apologize to that stone cold bitch and say that you're sorry that you contributed to her sadness. It's really nice of you, but she's sitting there saying she doesn't care about the victims. You were totally right to say you do. You should still be saying that.
That's
you should
I'm
all
saying.
Be saying, like, shut the fuck up about the earrings, Erica. Good. Go wear your freaking dead money earrings then. God bless you. Is that all that matters to you?
Enough. And like, that is vindication. Again, like, you're focused on the wrong thing. You, as a partner to a fucking scammer, should be focused on how these people can get justice. And if that is what you're talking about, everybody would be on your side and be like, yo, I'm going to meet with the victims and we got blah, blah, blah. And they're suing. Go for it. You should be a champion for them. You shouldn't be a champion for your $85 million earrings or however much they are. Like,
you're
enough.
Bringing it up and shoving it down our throats again over earrings. It's sick.
I know. That's the thing. It's like, just when you think, she reminds you who she is. And it's like,
she's living in LA where the homeless is out of control. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
The guilt. I mean, people don't feel guilty. I mean, some people work hard, but just seeing homeless people, it's such a sad thing to see real humans laying like animals on a hard sidewalk in the freezing cold. It's just, and I know that there are some places they can go and they don't have choice. Sometimes they want to, like, I saw a homeless lady the other day and I just sit there and stare at them sometimes thinking if I have like a blanket in my trunk or something I can give them. Then she rips out a little small thing of booze and starts chugging it. I'm like, and it makes me feel better because at least she's, I don't know, but it's just, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We need to talk
bad for him.
We don't have a lot of time here. How are you feeling? I'm going to tell you, I've fully flipped on Ariana. I think between the first episode and this episode, the pettiness she's demonstrating and the, like, just like real, she has a real air of like pompousness now to her that I like. Like, the conversation with her and Lala, I love. Lala was like,
I hate both of them. Lala you had no fucking financial liability to anything. And you did, it was such a different, now she's like, just let it go. I hate Lala. I hate her and everything that's coming out of her cold-hearted fucking mouth. But sorry, keep going.
No, I thought Lala, it's just, I guess this is what's striking me about this. The season
it's right.
And the aftermath.
If she would act that way, that'd be like if Katie said something like that, because Katie would do that.
Well, see, it's what's like shocking me is that everybody on this cast has internalized this affair and applied it fully to their own life. Like, Sheena has spiraled into deep issues. Lala is now dealing with her breakup and like it's triggering her, and Schwartz is in an identity crisis because what does this mean for him? And it's like,
I hate
every
all.
Person has just like taken on this
Schwartz's
life scandal. Yeah,
it's life just has gone down the shitter because of it. You picked the wrong dude and look what he did to you.
So it's just, that's the part that's like wild to watch, is how they've all turned this into their pain and their like trauma. And like even Lala, like that whole first episode of her fixated on like reaching out to Raquel and da-da-da. It's just like, what? How is this your thing?
That was, you're going to talk to Raquel, you're going to be best friends. And they want to, Raquel, it's like, now I feel more bad for Raquel that they're trying to suck her back into the toxicity. And they all are. It's crazy. Good for her for actually getting out of there. It shows that she was more of a victim than any of these lunatics.
Right.
The
Ariana
thing, I got so many questions. Ariana, if I was her, I had a 10-year relationship. I didn't own a house. But if I was her, I have enough money, I would go live somewhere else. And I would make sure that house got sold and work on it.
Yes.
And at least get me the fuck out of there. There's nothing that can keep me. I'd go live with my parents before I would stay in
that
house. No matter
what. That's
what
I'm saying. It's sick to stay
Tom,
there.
Tom, though, if he had, he's not a decent person. He should have left. And he should have done anything he can to get rid of that house and do something nice for her. That's what should have happened, but it's not, because he's a lunatic.
Right.
And her staying there, which Lala said, does give him a lot of power and make it look like she still wants something to do with him. Lala's or Ariana's boyfriend should see that as such a red flag that she's on Dancing with the Stars or something, or about to be, but she's still living in the house. It shows just a bad character flaw for both of them.
Yes.
Just
yes,
leave.
I couldn't agree more.
Could you
couldn't
imagine
agree
that
more.
Aggravation every single day?
It's ego, right? Because what she's saying is, he can't win. He can't, like, you right. already won, girl. You're in fucking Uber ads and on Dancing with the Stars and in Chicago. You won. It's okay.
It would only
like,
hurt him more
if you
out,
lose.
You'll get the money.
Right. If you leave this shitty house in the valley, whatever. Like, just free yourself to be in this chaotic situation where you're talking to this poor assistant and fighting with her all the time and texting and, like, it, what a waste of time and energy and thought. And it could be so much better served to be free. No, that poor assistant. I love that.
She's hilarious, but I don't know how she's involved with that.
When he was like, like, I'm gonna have a party, and his friend was like, oh, that sounds good. Well, maybe, like, you know, you can leave it, whatever. And she's like, she said she would call the police. It was like, this poor woman.
When she goes into that room with the neon lights and he's riding the bike, I was laughing hysterically. Tom Sandoval is the
loser.
The episodes without Tom Sandoval are boring. He's so mentally ill that when he's on the screen, when he was on that bike, I was laughing hysterically. He is nuts.
That party of losers, which I have to say, my favorite character this entire season is James. I think James looks sparkling clean, sober in the eyes.
He does.
He looks great. I think he's entertaining as all hell. When he walked in there and he was like, it's like a who's who. Like, who are these people? I was like, just that party, the patheticness of that. Like, I still have friends. And it's like his tour manager, like people he's hired to work on shit. It's like, oh my God, look at this. It was just so good. So good.
Yeah, the Ariana thing, it's really shows why we all hated her before. And she had one season of us liking her.
Yeah.
I get that she wants the money, but move out. Who cares? He's going out and putting the new tags on your car because he thinks that you're still his woman in a way because you're living under the same roof and you're living in that sad bedroom that's cluttered and gross. Move on with your life.
Don't get me started on that.
There's no children. Get the fuck, get your dog and go.
Yeah. That whole scene rubbed me so the wrong way. And just eventually, like, her pompousness and just the way she was like, no, like, I'm not going to. It's like, you're being a 5-year-old. It's like, you know, when kids like self-defeating behavior, when they're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like what she's acting like. It's just like, what are we doing?
Again, Lala,
you're okay. You're free of a toxic relationship and you've made millions of dollars. So what are we
and
crying
you're
about?
Staying in it. Can you imagine?
No.
It's one weird thing if you have kids and you can't leave the kids and he won't let you leave with the kids. But you're alone. You're on Chicago. Right. Get a life.
Honestly, giving me similar vibes to Lisa. Just different situation.
I thought the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like they'd get back together in a weird way. I don't know. I you couldn't pay me. I don't care. I'd rather be broke and restart everything than have to look at him one more time if that happened to me. That's crazy.
I agree. Poor Sheena, though, going through it.
Sheena's married to a real loser, and it's going to come for her pretty quick. Within 5 years, as Vicky Gumbelson will say, it's over.
Maybe.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Complete dirtbag.
She's having real issues. I feel bad for her. It's like a real struggle.
She does not have support. All she has is her mom.
Yeah. But just like
he
that's
wants.
So
before we had kids, we were like, we could do whatever.
We were high performers.
You left your kids in Australia. That's what you do.
Right.
It's easy for you to say. You don't give a shit about your kids. You don't give a shit
about
summer.
I feel bad for her because it's so obvious that she's like just really trapped and struggling, you know, and she can't figure a way out of how she's feeling, which is really hard. And like you said, she doesn't have the support outside of her mom.
I'm sure,
like,
Brock has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. She just seems
maybe she
off.
Just wants to be more of a mom and Brock wants to go party and, you know, she feels
but it's not
confused.
It's not good to like not feel comfortable. Leaving
Ever. No, it's good,
I mean?
But it's no, right. But she has her, I mean, like you have your mom and like you'll figure it out. She's obviously struggling, but
yeah.
Brock, I think, is the major problem. I think he's the problem. I really do.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's a real... The way he sat there just like just with his energy and like yelling at mom and Sheena is not
good. I was just
good.
Thinking like that babysitter was probably like, I'm out. Thank you.
Seriously.
A mess.
And but I believe Sheena, but I've seen them. They've been to maybe the babies with been with the mom or something, but they've been to Coachella. Like they're doing a ton of shit. Where you gotta go?
It's probably with the mom. And then the poor mom's trapped, you know.
Everybody wants to just dump their kids. Don't have a kid then.
Right.
Like I get you have anxiety about it, but maybe there's a reason you're having anxiety. You know, like it's natural.
I guess I don't understand OCD because if I hear OCD, I think of somebody flipping the light switches 5 times before they walk out of a room, touching a knob 3 times.
Like, I feel bad. I mean, I don't leave my kids that much. I don't leave them with strangers either, but
yeah,
I just,
God, I am like the opposite. I mean, I'm not going to leave him with someone I don't know. Right. But like, I am comfortable with a babysitter with a, like, I like him to be, to learn from, like, to have to deal with other adults. Cause like, it's not always going to be, you know?
No, it's good, but I just don't trust people to not be weird. Be weird. Yeah, I don't know. I probably have a lot of those intrusive
I probably have
thoughts.
The opposite. I have like, I have not, no,
I shouldn't say it's bad. I feel like bad for opposite. Sheena. I feel bad for the I feel bad for the husband part. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, and again, I think it's
having
a little
kid with someone like that. Oh God.
A little funny. Just the hyper fixation of like how they all are like this scandal, just like my whole life.
It's so
like,
ridiculous.
This didn't happen to you. Like this was your friend, but whatever. Like I it's very
they're trying to make money off of it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And make a storyline. The show's over. It sucks.
I'm enjoying it. I don't know. I don't hate
but
it.
This is
I'm
it.
Liking
this is
watching
the whole
like,
season.
Yes. Yes. I agree. But I am enjoying watching the like ramifications right now. But I agree with you. It'll probably get old quickly. And I think they should have waited more time before they started filming again. Like it should have been 6 months later.
Yeah. It seems like they're still dealing. It's pretty fresh.
Yes. Yes. It is.
Yeah.
Right. So a little more time, I think.
Yeah, it's I hate them all. I can't stand Lala. I can't stand her.
Yeah. You know what though? I have to say this. Vanderpump has aged extremely well. When they showed all those flashbacks of Pump, like she looks younger, but
she
looks
great.
Good.
She's a,
like
she's
Beverly Hills plastic surgeons, man. They know what the fuck they're doing. They really do. They've done it
and
right.
She's such a unique. She looks like the average person, but she doesn't at the same time. She is a very pretty woman.
Right. Yeah, she is. Tits out always. She's always got the tits out. Bra visible.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. But they're going broke and she's not honest.
Yeah. Or maybe they're
not that they're
to get
going
out.
Broke,
I don't know.
But people say that, or they were saying, somebody came out and said that the landlord was said that she was lying, that they didn't raise the rent or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh,
but.
Okay. I mean, why not just say fucking Ken's 80 years old?
Ken is
we
getting
don't
old
do this anymore.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's an excuse anyone would take. Yeah. All right. What else? Anything else here? Before we wrap it up.
I don't want to say that I'm discounting Sheena's feelings. I just want to say that. I don't mean to be cold hearted. I feel bad for her. I know it's postpartum shit can be real fucked up, and I feel bad that she's gotta deal with that guy.
Yeah, it's a mess. Kid's cute though, adorable.
She's adorable.
I
she
like
really
the name
is.
Too. Summer Moon.
It does. It fits her. She's a cutie.
Yeah.
Sheena will be okay.
Yeah. Listen, she
don't want to hear about her music.
Oh, the emo thing. Her screaming into the mic. I was like, I want to die. Don't want to see this. Oh God. At least she's out here doing her thing.
Good as Gold though is a bop, and
yeah,
the Uber. Uber Eats
yeah, the
ad
Uber
was
Eats
good as gold.
Is a hit.
I could listen to that all day long. It was great.
Right.
And I love Lala in that commercial.
Yeah.
I have to say one thing about Potomac.
Yeah.
I've turned on Wendy. I hate her guts. Hate
great.
Eddie's guts.
Welcome.
And
oh, thank you. Don't
they
fucking
bother
invite
me
to a weed party and do not provide weed. And if I'm rolling oregano, I'm gonna throw that oregano in your face and I'm gonna leave. I don't. How is that? That is just like, don't call
it.
It
would have
do
been
not
a fun
call
party
it.
If everyone was smoking.
Of course. It's a nightmare.
Has Housewives even done that yet? And
no, they
Giselle,
should.
Giselle, don't
Going
come to
fake
someone's
weed
party
dinner.
And not say hello. Be a housewife. You think Kyle Richards and Sutton, they fight all the time. They want to be friends. Even learn from Ashley and Candace are in a lawsuit together and they're around each other.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The show needs to get rid of people. At the end, I like NECA. I thought NECA did a good job. That's a very housewifey thing to not open up your wedding gifts and then expect other people to open them up with you. And
2 years later,
she
has
some potential.
That
was a fun, it was a good party at the end. I liked Robin bringing up the screenshots. See, that's all I need in Housewives. It's just some fun confrontation about saying that you have a folder on your phone of Robin.
Yeah, that's weird. This season is so boring to me, though. I could fall asleep every week.
It's
like,
a terrible season.
This. It's horrible.
And
my other thing, NECA,
indication for
she
Chris.
Was like, when I get into something, I just like go for it. She's like, so that's why like I already have my wine. Like 4 months later, it's like, don't a selling point for good wine should not be I developed it in 4 months because it's not going to be good. Like there's just so much about the season that I do not like. I don't even
taking
it's
prenatal
just so boring.
Pills with champagne every day. That's such a lie.
Hilarious. I start my day with bubbles and I end my day with bubbles.
It's a lie.
It's
and
boring.
The best part is Mia is a fun housewife. Her and Karen fighting is fun.
I did like her and Karen fighting, where she's like, I also didn't say you were fucking a married man, Karen.
Gordon telling Mia that they could come up with an arrangement was very interesting because now they're divorcing. So obviously she didn't go for that.
And Karen also, they asked about it. Karen's face looked high and tight. Like she did something. She definitely did between those two episodes because they were like, Karen, you look refreshed, which I love Giselle saying that, but like
that
her face
fun.
Looked tight.
I would never want to see the show without Giselle, but it could go like Erica Jane is left out without Lisa Rinna now.
Yeah.
So it could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. All right, friends. We love you. We'll be back next week with all of the things. Until then, we
see
love
you later.
Ya.